Police in Thailand are threatening to arrest the most senior monk in the country after he refused to answer questions about owning a luxury vintage car. The monks say the cars and donations are well-intentioned gifts from supporters, but others say the monks are betraying Buddhist ideas about simple living. Our Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
The Temple Museum of Wat Bek Nam in Bangkok occupies several floors, displaying everything from wooden boats to vintage cameras and, of course, an extensive collection of Buddhist artefacts. But it's the gleaming cream-coloured 1958 Mercedes-Benz 300D Cabriolet that's at the heart of this scandal. Thailand's acting Supreme Patriarch, Somdet Prapmaha Ratchamongkolachan, better known as Somdet Chuang, says the car was a gift from a devout follower. But when police arrived at his temple to ask him further questions about how it had been assembled and whether the correct tax was paid, things didn't go so well. The police arrived bearing gifts of candles and incense to pay respect to the religious leader and even handed over their mobile phones when asked by temple staff. However, investigators were not pleased when Somdet Chuang refused to answer their inquiries directly, instead insisting that written questions be sent to his lawyer.
This is a criminal case. He didn't allow us to question him.
That's Thailand's Justice Minister, General Paiborn Kumchaya.
If he doesn't show up after the summons, then we have to issue the arrest warrant.
Commentators say this scandal reflects Thailand's deeply divided politics, as well as the struggle between traditional values and modern consumerism. Sulak Siwarak is a writer and social commentator.
Well, of course, in the time of the Buddha, there was no Mercedes-Benz and so on. But the Buddha walked all through his life, 45 years of his ministry. He even refused to go on elephants, horses, and cow, because that is exploiting animals. Monks are encouraged to walk.
Some say the scandal is linked to Somdet Chuang's association to a wildly popular but controversial branch of Thai Buddhism known as Dhammakaya. Scholar Sulak Siwarak.
Because the Dhammakaya is teaching people that to be powerful is good, to have money is good. The more you spend money on the Dhammakaya, you can even see the Buddha and you can even live forever.
Dhammakaya members reject the claims, saying their temple focuses on meditation and that generosity is a fundamental part of Buddhism. Suwat Ati Chanagorn is an assistant professor at Chulalongkorn University's Faculty of Engineering and also a Dhammakaya follower.
Giving is a way that we give to the others, well, without expecting anything back. But the result of that, you know, if everyone share the giving, the merit that we get from giving is actually prosperity or material wealth.
Dhammakaya, and by extension Thailand's top monk Somdet Chuang, is also linked to former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat, according to scholar Sulak Siwarak.
Well, Thaksin supports the new demonic religion. He do anything to make money, and Dhammakaya do anything to make money. So they're all together.
Thaksin Shinawat remains a divisive figure in Thailand. He's loved by many rural Thais for introducing cheap healthcare and farm subsidies, but loathed by others, including many of Bangkok's elite. He fled the country just before being convicted of abuse of power in 2008. The prospect of Thaksin's return sparked deadly political protests, which eventually led to the military overthrowing his sister, then Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat, in a coup in 2014. The military government has made fighting corruption one of its main goals. But despite the luxury cars and scandals, social commentator Sulak Siwarak says there's still little oversight for the finances of Thailand's religious institutions.
If you wear yellow robes, it covers everything.
The police investigation into Somdet Chuang and his Mercedes-Benz continues. This is Liam Cochrane for PM in Bangkok.